You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So Ryan came into the studio, shot out of a cannon today before the program, hot under the collar, said something terrible had happened to him. He needed some double play time. We're able to figure out what it is, but we don't really have any details.
We don't know much. We made sure it was something that was appropriate to air.
Yes.
And so once we did that, it was like,
you got it. I kind of had to vet him a little bit.
Yeah.
I think Clary's been around long enough that I trust some of his judgment, mm-hmm. but I still
yep.
No, I still right. need a little bit of intel here. I can't just fly blind here with I got four kids. They need to eat food every single night. This job's pretty good. But he told us he got stuck in an elevator. That's what he wants to talk about. One of everybody's greatest fears, I would say.
It's on my list.
So without further ado, do we have Ryan Clary's theme music? I think we should stick with his theme music and not him trying to get the attention of the new team president by calling him the wrong name.
Hey, Paul.
So without further ado, Paul, you are good to go.
Hey, Ryan. This was a bad day. This was something that, quite frankly, has been my greatest fear, getting stuck in an elevator, and it happened today. So I live on the fourth floor of my apartment building, and I was going down to G2, which is about six floors down.
Which, by the way, I feel like we hear some type of horror story about your apartment building.
Yeah.
Once every 2 weeks.
Yep.
When is your lease up?
It's a great question. Great question.
Will you be leaving?
I would like to.
Okay.
I would like to.
Doesn't it sound like he's got a shebangus?
All the time.
Yeah. All the time.
Because on paper, everything sounds great. It's this luxury, this, that, and the other, and all the amenities, but like something never works. This thing never... It's like the ice cream
garage
machine at McDonald's
door
here and
collapses
there.
Yeah. In the middle of the day.
It's a great place if you never have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. Right. It's a great place. It's terrible. So, I was stuck in the elevator today, so I get on the fourth floor, go down to G2, and right around the second level, we stop off. We have someone get picked up in there. Okay, it's a bigger guy, and it's fine. Like, you know, I'm like, oh, we're just going down to G2 together.
Is it just you and him?
Just me and him. And this elevator is a small elevator.
Okay, so you get on in the fourth floor.
Yep.
He gets on at what floor?
About the second floor.
Okay, and you got four more floors to go.
Yep, we got four more
when
floors.
When you say bigger guy, give me a feel on this.
Because
you're skinny now. So
yeah, what
like,
position would he play on the offense?
We're talking 400 plus pounds, six foot. He's a big guy.
400?
400. Okay. This is a big guy.
So this is like, you seen Remember the Titans?
I've seen.
Louis
exactly.
Lastic.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So he's playing offensive line.
And yeah, so
he's not moving that well.
He's not moving that well. And so he gets on the second floor, and then we start going down. Then all of a sudden, you hear like a big, just kind of like bang. That's all we hear. And then the elevator stops. And then the lights go out. No joke.
Oh.
The lights go out. I don't know where we are. I don't know this person with me. This is like a 6x6 box in
that
elevator.
It's an M. Night Shyamalan movie, dude.
This is terrible.
This is awful.
Does he look shady or does he look friendly?
He looks friendly, but here's where it gets
When the lights were on, he looked friendly.
Exactly. Here's where it gets weird. This guy freaks out.
Oh, so it was me.
This guy freaks out. First thing he
does.
You
mean the guy who was in an elevator that just slammed the ground and the lights are out?
Yes.
He was a little bit upset about that.
And you guys know me. I am not a calm person. My emotions will show. I was freaking out, but I was keeping it inside because I'm watching this guy lose his mind
but
in
how,
this
could
elevator.
You see him or is it pitch black?
No. So there's an emergency light. So it's like just... You could barely see him. You could barely make out the
figure. It's like that
there.
Orange glow kind
yes.
of light.
If he was coming over to attack you, you would know it before he touched you.
Yes, I would be able to see that.
But was he keeping his distance?
No. So here's where it gets just really weird. He starts panicking, freaking out. As one would, it's like, hey, we're
describe that. What is that? Vulnerable? Is that?
Just so many bad words. He was saying, I don't have my bleeping phone on me. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Like pacing back and forth in the 6x6 box. I'm in there and I'm like, okay, like we're good. I have my phone on me. Like, let's call the leasing office. Let's get someone here. And so I call the leasing office.
So you stayed calm.
I was shaking.
That's the corporate experience. Calm, clear.
No, it's really not. I was really surprised. But I think this guy, I think I was so mad at him in the moment for just freaking out that I had to stay calm.
Oh, you can't be mad at that guy. That is a sum of all fears moment.
So
I'm going to tag you back in a second. Danny, this would be my nightmare.
Yep.
I think about this all the time now. I told Clary this a few minutes ago. I went through a many-year period where, while I've never not gotten in elevators, it was always on my mind. Where I'm like, I'm getting in, and I'm like, all right, please, God, get me where I need to go here. Like, you shouldn't even think about it. It should just be, I'm on, I'm off, it's over. For some reason, over the last couple of months, especially with my kids at some of these rinky-dink elevators you take at movie theaters or, you know, wherever, strollers and stuff, now you're taking these, like, just nubby elevators, I think about it constantly. I'm like, what? Okay, if this thing stops, what am I doing? There's the button. Before I let the door close, I'm making sure we got a fire button and this and that. I got my cell phone. So this is my worst nightmare. I am just hearing this gives me all of the anxiety. All right, go back. Go for it.
Well, here's what will give myself and anybody out there more anxiety. Imagine that anxiety on top of watching someone have a panic attack in front of you in which you could barely see him. This guy is losing his mind as I am talking to the leasing office. I'm talking pretty calmly to the leasing manager there, and she's like, weirdly enough, she said, oh yeah, this has happened before. Like, we'll be able to get you out in the next 10 minutes. I'm like, okay. And he is yelling into my ear, into my phone, saying, you have to get us out. What is it? What are you going to come? When are you going to come?
How old is this guy?
30s. Like, this is an older gentleman. Like, this is someone
That's
who
tough.
Should not
called, be called
freaking
an older
out.
Gentleman, by the
and
way.
Again, and so to the point where it's like, listen, we are in this together. We are on an island. We are surviving together. He's a bad teammate. I got to put him in his place. I tell the guy to shut up. I'm like, dude, you got to shut up, man. He's freaking out. He's making me freak out. You are in a dark room with a stranger.
You couldn't have said, like, hey, man, I get what's happening. Let's calm down a little bit.
Guy, we're surviving. I don't have time to be like, hey, man, that's a gator. You're going to get eaten by that gator. The gator's going to eat you, man. I don't have time for that. I don't have time to explain it.
I don't like adding to the panic attack.
Which you told him to shut up. How do you take it?
Well, because I was panicking. He was just kind of like, no, man, we got to know when we're getting out of here. And I'm like,
I'm with him, by the way.
Which I agree with.
Yeah, Ryan's trying to work on it.
I agree. But so what I would do in that situation is I'm like, hey, man, I got this.
Guy.
We're going to be okay. You got to turn into basically like the
you're the hostage negotiator.
Yeah, but you're the person that answers the call on the switchboard. Like, hey, we've got people on the way. Stay under your bed. He's going to leave. Don't worry. Like, that's what you got to be doing right now.
Guy, it's easy to say. It's easy to say.
I agree. That's true.
And you also, have this guy in a 6x6 box losing his mind because it gets worse. He starts banging on the elevator doors.
All right.
Pitch black room.
I'm
losing
out.
His mind. And I am, at this point, sitting on the ground waiting for the leasing office. I am on the phone with them. Like, nothing is working. I can barely see anything. And all you hear is like a... Like him against the elevator door, banging constantly, yelling, help, help. And I'm like, well, I'm about
to help.
Help.
That is tough.
He is losing it. And I get it. But also, I'm in this, man. We're a team.
Like, I'm not a very good team. With you telling him to shut up and him just screaming in your ear.
Him screaming help. Oh, no.
I would try to rip the doors open. That would be my first thing. I think I would be like 80% of what this guy is, to be honest. Minus maybe the attacking you with my words. Everything else, I think I'd be this guy.
Did he go full Dwight Schrute and try to establish a pee corner early? Because he knew he was going to be there for a long time?
Did he take off his shirt?
No, not. That would have been a great bit. Here's actually funny. I actually did eat my granola bar in there because I didn't know what else to do.
So you're way too calm.
No.
If you're able to eat in there, like this should be a high anxiety.
I'm a stress eater. That's the thing. I'm a stress eater. So this is one of those moments where I just learned something about me. Like, if you're going to leave me on an island.
So what was he doing? How long were you guys in there?
10 minutes. A good 10 minutes.
And how did they get you out?
So it turned out the leasing office, again, has somehow, some way done this before. And they were able to, like, pull the doors open from their end.
Jim, get the crowbar.
They had a crowbar. And I don't know.
And does it open to a ground level, or where are you?
Yeah, like, we were, like, 2 feet above ground level there. So it's like you had to take a little step down there, and then we were gone. And I'll never see that guy again.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Likely it's a pretty big building. But that guy.
How was he when they opened the doors? Like, what was his general demeanor?
I bet you got out first.
First off, he sure as hell did. He got out so quickly, and he was dripping in sweat.
Yeah.
Which I get. I had to go up and change my clothes. Like, I was sweating my butt off. Just covered in sweat.
I think you sleep a little bit on how much you're going to sweat as a big guy, how tough the tight space thing is when you're giant. Like, all of these things he's dealing with. I mean, what a horrible situation.
Horrible.
Now, you're awful. Also in it, but, you know, you're skinny, you're eating your granola bar, you probably, like, sat down pretzel style and set your fantasy lineup. You were just happy to
not,
be there.
I was not happy to be there. It was awful. This is legit. Like, when I say this, you will not catch me on an elevator in a long time. If I have to walk up to the 20th floor, I'll walk up to the 20th. I will not get in an elevator for a very long time. After dealing with that, especially if there are people in there. Because that is the part where I think now people do not realize.
You're not going to take an elevator up to the top of this building. If you
I will
go
walk up there.
It's a good thing Darius didn't get stuck in an elevator.
That's a great thing. But I think right now with the way, like, people are afraid of getting stuck in elevators. You should be. But here's what you should be more afraid of. With people. Because you do not know how they're going to react.
Clary,
and he did not react well.
It's all I think about. At Nats Park, every time, and Toby's in the elevator with me at Nats Park all the time, going up to the press box.
Tough one.
So I always do bits, first of all. There's a lot of bits. Sometimes Toby's uncomfortable. Sometimes I think he enjoys them. But the first thing I do before all those bits, Toby, is I always go, all right, if I get stuck, who's going to be the guy that I got to worry about in here? I mean, I'm literally thinking about
this. In your mind, yeah.
Every time. Like, who is the guy that's going to be a gigantic pain in the tuchus? We've had some fun elevator rides.
Yeah, I mean, usually you're pulling elevator attendant, like, third floor, everybody, gallery level, third floor, anybody getting off here? Just trying to help traffic. I don't mind those bits. Some other bits are a little odd, but, you know.
Danny would hate the other ones. Just overly conversational.
Where are you coming in from? How was first game today?
Oh, the one guy bumped into, and you're like, oh, man, who let him know about us?
Yeah, that was good. No, so this was actually a good one. So this guy, like, older guy and his wife, this guy keeps coming backwards. So I'm literally back to the back of the elevator.
Uh-huh.
And he comes to the point where, like, is basically, like, just about butt to, you know,
sure,
what.
Sure, yeah.
And he's, like, 2 inches away, and his wife's like, hun, you're backing right into him. And he, like, turned around, and he's like, sorry. And I, like, kind of grab him by the shoulders. I'm like, you haven't told her about us? Just like that.
Oh, my God. To a stranger?
Yeah. Toby loved it.
Give me the sweating, panicked guy over that.
Hey, they played along well. So they loved it. Went well.
As long as people like the bit, it goes swimmingly, it goes great. Every now and then you get someone that doesn't.
Yeah.
Now we got an awkward ride.
Now we're in the elevator.
Sorry that happened to you, Rhino.
That
sounds like you were the hero of the day, though. You worked the phones, you got it done.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.